Lovely to see you all this morning. Hundreds of years ago, when I was studying psychology at Edinburgh University, one of the requirements for honour students was to submit a thesis based on a topic of their choice. You know, when I think back, I could have written a thesis on really interesting themes, such as language acquisition in children, relationships, prejudice and discrimination, or personality disorders. But for some reason, probably only known to myself, which I can't remember, I decided to shun such useful and stimulating topics. Instead, I turned my attention to the psychology of animal behaviour. Want to know the title of my thesis? Yes. Yeah, you see, you're all agog now. You really want to know, don't you? Here it is. The effect of the estrus cycle on distractibility from feeding in the mouse. Snappy title, not. Relevant to everyday life, not. But you know, there is a sense in which distractibility, or the tendency to be distracted, is a hugely relevant issue for Christ followers. I believe it's one of the greatest dangers facing us in our busy, noisy, stressful, information-overloaded lives. We can so easily become distracted from the things that really matter and from the one who really matters, the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the last few weeks, our pastor David has been going through the New Testament book of Colossians. And today we come to chapter 2, verses 6 to 23. Chapter 2, verses 6 to 23. And in these verses, the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is compelled to issue a challenge to those who acknowledge Jesus as their Lord. We can summarize it like this. Since Jesus Christ is God and has defeated all other powers when he secured our salvation on the cross, see to it that nothing distracts you from following him. I'd like to read today's passage in sections, beginning with verses 6 and 7. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Now, in these verses, Paul makes an appeal to the Colossian Christians. He begins by reminding them who Jesus is, that Jesus is their Lord. This means he is God. So whenever anyone says Jesus is Lord, they are acknowledging that he is God. And this involves a commitment to follow him by gladly submitting to his benevolent rule and authority. And this is to be an ongoing process. It says there, you must continue to follow him. Now, if you're anything like me, you can probably think of many times when you've slipped up as far as following Jesus is concerned. In other words, you've become distracted. Perhaps you've wandered off the path to do your own thing. And it can be quite hard to get back on the path again. Or maybe you've taken your eyes off Jesus, and you've lost sight of him.
It's terribly difficult to follow someone that you can't see. Or it might be that you're just too tired to keep on keeping on. Like the prophet Elijah, all you want to do is lie down and not go anywhere. How do we continue to follow Jesus when life is tough and everything seems against us? Or for that matter, how do we continue to follow Jesus when life is good and everything seems to be going well?